He doesn't have any special drasha. The vav doesn't mean anything special. He doesn't ask him special. Elo meyatafred the gemara of so v'yotzu shnayim to go out to madadu shnayim Rabbi Yehuda harei kan tisha Rabbi Shimon harei kan shiva. It says what? You have to have another two and four go out to check it out. So who you have more? You have a seven and you have nine. Mahumi boda lekratanya. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, I only had me. Yeah, okay.
You're holding off Memhe Yomer Aleph. Okay, last Shiloh was that how do you know you have to have five? According to the Yehudi Shita, you have to have five from the Bezdin Agadol from Sanhedrin. The Gemara says now, in Rav Shimon, that he says, no, only you need three, not five. Rav Shimon holds, Vav le'mashnale. He doesn't darshan the extra Vav, Vishayv Techo, to say you need another two. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, you only need three. According to Rav Yud, you need five. So Gemara is the kasha now, Elam Yativ, so, when the Pasuk says, V'yotzu, it says, V'yotzu should mean Shnayim, you need two. Umadudu should also have to have Shnayim too. There should be another four people then for the Bezdin Agadol. As the Pasuk of Egla Ruf, it says, if you find a Cholol, so it says V'yotzu, it says the Zekanim should go out, and Umadudu. So they're both the Lashon Rabbim of the Yotzu, they should go out, and Umadudu, they should count. So it's another four people. So if Sol Rav Yehuda Harei Kantisha, Rav Yehuda would set already five, now another four should make, you should have to have nine. And the Reb Shimon, Arei Kan Shiva. His Shimon says you only need three. So another four, you should have to have seven. So how come? So Gemara says, no. Ha'umi boil likratanya. These words we need for another drosha. That's what the Pasuk says, V'yotzu, that they should go outside the city. There's a kenecha. We need a likratanya like we learned. V'yotzu means, hein v'loy shluchin. V'loy shluchayin. That is the halacha by this Egla Rufa. When they find the mace outside, so that the Kenecho, the Bezdin HaGadol, they themselves have to go outside. And they cannot send the Shliach. That's why the Pasuk says, V'yotzu, they, and not even a Shliach. Then Umadadu, it says they have to go and count to see which city the mace is nearer to. So Vidashin, it means, Afilo Nimtza B'yolol, Liyir. Even if you find the mace outside the city, that it's clearly, that it's closer to this city. In other words, it's 1 mile out from one city, and it's 10 miles away from the other city. So we know clearly to which city it's closer to. So I would think to say in such a case, you don't have to measure it. Kamashman, that's what the Pasuk says, no umadudu, that we dashin, ha yumadudin, she mitzvah lasik b'medida. That there's a mitzvah to make a medida. Even though we know clearly which city is closer, still there's a mitzvah to make this medida. And that's halach, if you find the mace outside the city, you have to measure from which city. And that's the pasuk of ki yimotze cholol ba'adoma. If you find a cholol ba'adoma, asher hashem atachon nosel lachol rishto, noifel basod, he's fell in the field, but not, you don't know who killed him. So the pasuk says then, v'yotzu zekenecho v'shevtecho, that the zekenecho and shevtecho, which we dash dashin, means from the bezden agodos and hedgen agodos have to go out, u'modudu elohorim, and they have to measure out the cities asher sviv esacholol to know which city is closer to this mace, and then from that city they have to bring the egla rufa. So Adashkin, that's what the Apostle says, umadudu means even in the case that we know clearly which city is closer, still there's a mitzvah to make a medida. So Mar says now masnitza now mishnah is the like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya we learned Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Zikeinecho. That's what the Pasuk says, V'yotzu zikeinecho v'shevtecho. What does zikeinecho mean? Zu Sanhedrin. That's like our Mishnah says, you have to be the three or five people from the Sanhedrin to go out. But he dashens, Shevtecho ze melech. That the melech of Yisrael also has to go out. V'koyen gadol. And the koyen gadol also. Now melech, how do we know the melech has to go out? The Pasuk says, Melech ba mishpat yamod eretz. So mashma shevtecha goes on melech as mishpat. And Kohen Gadol, how do we know that in shevtecha is included the Kohen Gadol? Tehsid, the pasuk says, "Ubosel kahanim alaviim v'el ha'shofet asheyiyah." So mashma the kahanim means the kohen gadol ha'shofet. So shoftecha goes on the kohen gadol. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds. That not only do you need it for Sanhedrin, but you also need the melech and the kohen gadol. So our mission is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Iboilu, I have a question like this now. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the melech the kohen gadol who the polig, does he only argue to say that you also need the melech and the kohen gadol to go out to see where the cholol is, like to go and measure to see which city the cholol is closer to? Avol b'Sanhedria, ikreb yud, ikreb shimin svirle. But that you have to have from the Sanhedrin to go out, he'll agree to either Reb Yud or Reb Shimon. Either five, like Reb Yud, the Shitter is, or else like Reb Shimon, it's enough just to have three. Is that the pshat? Oiduma, maybe no. Oiduma, maybe. V'Sanhedria nami polik. Maybe Reb Elazar ben Yaakov argues even again to the loch of the Sanhedrin. And he holds, Adi'iko kula Sanhedria. You have to have the whole Sanhedrin go out to measure the city, to measure which city is closer to the cholul. So that's the shayla. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, you have to have the Sanhedrin. Does he argue on this and say, you mamash have to have 71 from the Sanhedrin Agadilla to go out?
Yeah.
So this Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef Toshima, come in here. We learned, Motzon Zokein Mamre. If you found the Zokein Mamre, that's somebody that goes and asks a question from the Bezdin Agadil, and they tell him an answer, and then he goes home and he paskins differently. He paskins the opposite way that the Sanhedrin Agdela paskin, so he's chayiv misa. So what's going to be if Motzon Zokin Mamre Avei Pagi? You found them like Rashi says, that means Kol Shu B'Terech Hekev Achitza Yerushalayim. Like you found them right outside Yerushalayim. V'Himra Lehen, Samashma, that the Sanhedrin went out from its mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, and they went out like to the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And there's where they gave the psak to the Zokin, and the Zokin now goes home, the Himra Lehim, and he goes home and he paskins different than what the Sanhedrin Agdela told him. So in such a case, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Teham Rosay Hamro, maybe still is Chayiv Misa, because now when he goes home and does differently from what they told him, that's called the Zokin Mamre. On this we say no, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'kamta v'yoli Yisrael ha-mokim, that you have to go up to that mokum where the Sanhedrin Agadil is supposed to be, which means in the Lishkas HaGodis, in the Beis HaMikdash. So we dash in Milam, and it comes to teach us, Shehamokum Gerim, that the mokum is Gerim, that is Halacha. If somebody argues on what the Beis Din HaGadol told him, that's only if he went to the Beis Din HaGadol. He had to go to the Lishkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdash, and there, if they paskin one way, and then he goes home and does differently, that's when it's Chayiv Misa. But over here, that the Zokin Mamre, the Beis Din HaGadol, did not paskin from in the Lishkas HaGozes, but rather they met him outside Yerushalayim, that's where they paskin for him, even though he went home and did differently, he's not Chayiv Misa. So after this pasuk, the kamt of Yelisa, you have to go to the mokum is good. But our core point of the case is talking about here, that Mashmud the Sanhedrin met him outside, they went out of the Beis HaGadol, they went out of the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is now, the Nofikama, how many of them left and went outside Yerushalayim? Elaim, the Nofik, Mitzosah, and if you want to say only a little bit went out, few of them, 10, 20, 30, if so, Dilmahanach Yika Gavoi, the rest of them that are still home in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkar Gozis, is Kavosei Svirulhu. Maybe they would agree to this person. So how could you call them a Zokin Mamre? A Zokin Mamre means if the whole Beis Din HaGadol, all 71, like came out with a psak, one way, and then he goes home and does differently, then he's Chayiv Misa. But over here, if only a few of them came out to meet him, so even though he went against them, that's not called going against the Beis Din HaGadol though, because maybe the other ones of the Beis Din would hold like he's saying. Elo, so, pshita denofa kulu. We have to be talking about the case here is that the whole Beis Din HaGadol, all 71, went like outside Yerushalayim. And there they gave this person his psak. Therefore, I would have thought to say that when he goes home now and does differently, he's chayiv misa. That's what neither pasuk know that says the kamt of Yelis elamokim, that only if he paskin, if he went fakir from what it says there in the Beis HaGadol. But our kopar, and here we're talking about now where they left their Beis Din HaGadol, they went to outside Yerushalayim. Now, Ulamai, for what purpose did the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, leave? Ilid Dvar HaRishus, if you want to stam say they went outside for Dvar HaRishus, for the Gemara, Mimotze, Nafkir, are they allowed to leave? It's an Aveiro. For Yoksiv, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Sharareich Agan Asar, Al Yechsar HaMozek. So we dashna goes on, Shorareich goes on the Sanhedrin Agdelo. Rashi says, there's Sanhedrin, Sheyeshevez B'tivus HaShalat Yisrael, that the city mamish in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. So we dashin shem nitzrach echad mehem lotzeis. If one of them has to leave, im yeshem esrim mishloisha kinegas Sanhedrin katana yotzei. If there are at least 23 left over, then he's allowed to leave. V'yem lav eni yotzei. But you can never leave so much that there won't even be left over a Sanhedrin katana. That there won't even be 23 left over. So the kids, you're not allowed to have all of them leave. So how could be, why are we dashing this posik? Where is there a case that all of them left? How could they all leave? So Eli, you have to say, Pshitul Advar Mitzvah. There was such a case, there was a Advar Mitzvah involved, that the whole Sanhedrin HaGadol left the Beis HaMikdash and went out. Now Lamai, what type of a mitzvah? Lav Lamadidas Egla. Isn't that our case? Where they found a dead body outside the city? And there's a mitzvah now to go and measure out to see which city is closer to this mace. And we had before Ziknecha, Vishavtecha means the Sanhedrin HaGadol has to go out. So the Churah meant that all of them go out to measure. And the Churah, that's for Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. He goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Because like our Mishnah, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, they only say 5 or 3, but not the whole. So here, if you want to tell me there's a pshat that the whole Sanhedrin has to go out, the Churah, it has to be by the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, and then it's a proof to our Shiloh, that at least you can go according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and he's going to hold that the whole Sanhedrin has to leave. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says no, maybe there's no proof, loy. Dilma, maybe I'll tell you, lo hoisif alo'ir v'al azoros. Maybe that is a mitzvah, that the whole Sanhedrin should go out and leave the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that's for a different purpose. Maybe that's for a purpose and they want to add on to Eretz Yisrael, or else Al Hazaras to make the Beis HaMikdash itself a little bit bigger. To be moisif on the Hazara, Kiddur Tanan, like we learned. Ein moisif an Aliyah. You're not let add on property into Eretz Yisrael, V'Al Hazaras or into the Beis HaMikdash, the Hazara, Ela Bebezdin Shel Shivim V'Yechud. You have to have the Beis Din HaGadol there, 71. So maybe that's where the Sanhedrin went out. They went out to meet for the Azaros or for the year or the Hoysaf al year. So you have no proof to our Shiloh if according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov you need 71 or not. So you have no proof. But I call upon the Gemara says, Tanya Kavos to Rabbi Yosef. I bring you proof like Rabbi Yosef. It says clearly, Motzona Beis Pagi. If the Zokin Mamri met the Beis Din HaGadol by the outskirts of Yerushalayim, for him Raleim, and he argued on them, did differently from them. To Goin, where's the case that the whole Beis Din HaGadol left the Beis HaMikdash? He says clearly this price, the Goin Sheyot, Lomdidas Egla, where they left it for the purpose to measure out, to see which city is closer to the mace. Oy, Lohoysef Alir, V'al Azaris. Yochel, in such a case, I would have thought to say, Teyam Ro, Seyam Ro, and that he argues is called arguing, it's called a Zokim Mamrei. On this Talmud Lo Yimano, the Pasuk says, the Kamt of Yolisa, that Malamed Shamokim Gerim, that where is the Aloch of a Zokim Mamrei, only if he argues against the Sanhedrin, when they paskin in the Beis HaMikdash. But if they made a Psak outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though he argues, there's no Aloch of a Zokim Mamrei. So this Bryce is mashman, according to Blessed and Yaakov, I'll call upon him, you have to have the whole Sanhedrin HaGadolah has to go out to measure where the Cholol is to see which city is closer. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what about Nimtza Tomon? If you find this mace covered up, the gal covered up in a stone with stones, or a tolub ilum, or else he's hanging on the tree, so there's no denegla arufa then. Because the pasuk says, "Ki yimotze cholo ba'adam," it says in the ground, and then it says, "Noifel ba'sode." So we dash in noifel ba'sode, not hanging in the tree. So churu lema matzisin Rabbi Yudi v'le Rabbanan. Churu Amishti goes according to Rabbi Yuda, and not like the Rabbanan. The Tani will learn like this: The pasuk says by shichcha v'shachachto oimer basoda. That when you're cutting down your wheat, if you make bundles and you leave, you forget a bundle there, that you have to leave it for the yoni. You're not allowed to go back and take it. V'shachachto oimer basoda. So we dash in prat l'tomen. Not if this bundle is covered up with something. If it's a covered up bundle, then you're allowed to go back and take it. Tivri Rabbi Yud, that's Rabbi Yud Shita. The Chacham say no. The pasuk says v'sachach toim v'basodeh basodeh is l'rabbis es l'tomen. It means to include even if you left over a bundle that's now hidden, it's covered up with something, still it's called shichcha. So for our Mishnah that says if it's tomen it's potter, the chur that only goes according to Yehuda and not like the rabbanon, because here the rabbanon say from basodeh it says that you are chayiv in shichcha. So Gemara says no. Omar Rav says, Afilu temi Rabbonin. Our Mishnah even go according to the Rabbonin Shita. And Hochim in Yonah the Kruah, and Hossim in Yonah the Kruah. Each parasha, each Pasuk Medashning is different. The what? Over here by the parasha of Egla Rufin, Devorim, Chafalaf, it says, Vesiv, Ki Yimotzei, Cholol. It says, if you find a Cholol, a dead body outside, so Poshna Smashma, Hechad the Mishkachas. Wherever you find it, Bo Adam, it says. Pasuk says, "Ki yimotze cholo ba'adama." You have to find him in the ground. So that's prat l'tamen. Not if he's covered up. Ba'adama mashmi, you're finding him on top of the ground, and not if he's covered up. So that's why here we dashin, if he's covered up with stones, there's no din eglarufa. For osm over there by shichcha is minyan of the kro. The chsiv it says, "Ki sikso ketzircha basodcha v'shachach toimer." That if you cut down your tefuah and then you leave over your bundle, you have to leave it. So we dash in shikha dumya de ktsir. Ma ktsir begolui, just like the ktsir is openly. Ah shikha begolui. Who are then shikha only when it's opened. Therefore, kosa rachmona basoda. The Torah has to write basoda is la rabbis as a tomon. That even though it's hidden up, still yechayiv in shikha. That's pshan the rabbon. But over here, by Egla Ruf, it's the opposite. Pasha the pasuk says, ki moti cholo mashm anywhere. Then it says, Badama, that means dafka on top of the ground, and not if it's hidden. So our Mishnah that says, if you find the mace hidden, like something's covering them up on top, there's no denegla roof, it'll go according to everybody. Typically, mishicha, why don't you learn out what it says over there from Shleika, it says by shicha. Now, typically, mishicha, what do you mean? Learn out the way he says, I'll do me the ketzir. The mashm ketzir has to be begoli. Here also has to be begoli. So we're saying, Achanam, it's not true. We have Yehuda, that's what he says by shikha, that it has to be only openly, and not if it's covered. If it's covered up, there's no din shikha. Hitaka learns it from the beginning of the pasuk, that it says ketzir. The mashm with the forgetting of the omer is doima to the ketzir. V'yelev so basoda lomali. Why does he need the word basoda that says by shikha? Is mi boiler le rabbis, it comes to include shichachas koma. That even if you forget, shichachas koma means from what's still standing up. So Rashi says, shim shochach zovius achas liksor. If you forgot to cut down one row of tefuah, koyo loy beloy toshiv, you still have the lav not to return to do it. Like the poshit oim shicha is, after you cut it all down, you made it into bundles. And then you go to take all the bundles home, and if you forget over one bundle in the field, you have to leave it for the aniyim. Here the Rebbe's know, not only if you left the bundles, but even if you forgot to cut down one row of the tefuah, that's also called shichcha. That's the Rebbe of Asod, anything left in the field. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, if so, shichchas koma minolu, how do they know this chiddush, that if you forgot the tefuah when it's still standing on the field, how do we know also it's called shichcha? That you're not allowed to go back and take it, you have to leave it for the aniyim. Na'afkelahu, mechisiksor ketzircha basodcha. Says another time, ketzircha basodcha. Mashmi, even if it's still basodcha, still there's a mitzvah shicha. Priyab Yehudu mi boda like Rebbe Avuha. He needs a second pasuk like Rebbe Avuha says. Amar Rebbe Loza. The Amar Rebbe Avuha, Amar Rebbe Loza. Prat l'she, shafu, oimrim l'teich sadach averoi. Let's say your wheat blows, the wind takes your wheat and blows it into your friend's field. And you left it over there. There's no mitzvah shikha. It's mashma basotch only in your field, there's shikha. And not if it goes flying into somebody else's field. Rashi says, shenishbis haruach, the wind on the left side, shenishbis haruach, the wind blew it, It blew your bundles like your tefillin into your friend's field, and you forgot it there. So in such a case, since it's in your friend's fields, there's no din shichur. There you're allowed to come back and take it. So that's what I do with the second pasuk of Basodcha. The other one says, Rabbanan, if so, mi besode besodcha. They said, no, I hear two drushes. They could have just said the word basoda, and it says, sodcha, I hear two drushes. For the more of Rabbi Yehuda, basoda besodcha lemashmale. He doesn't make two drushes out of it. It's only one drush. What says, boy, Rabbi Yemi, asks a question like this. Sofui oimrin l'toich sodehu. Let's say, in your field, the oimrim, you have bundles, that the wind blow it down, the wind blow the tfuah over your fields. Now, what's the locha? Avir sadeh kisadeh dami. If the wind blew it, is also called part of the sadeh, that it, and you forgot it there, that there's a mitzvah shikha, you have to leave it there. Or ilav kisadeh dami. Now that the wind blew it down, maybe it's not called part of the sadeh. And therefore, you would be a mitzvah, therefore, if there's no mitzvah shikha. That's Charlie. Is it called part of the field that there is shikha, or there's no shikha there? So, what's the Omalei Rav Kanla Rav Papi? For Yamrilo and some say Rav Kanla Rav Zvid. Tiv should lay me the Rav Yavu Omer Blaza. Let's be pushed to Shiloh from what Yavu Omer Blaza said. The Yoma, they said, Prat, Lishet Sofu Oimrim Latoch Sodech Averoi. That if the wind came and blew your tefuah, your wheat, into your friend's field, and you forgot it there, there's no mitzvah shikha. There you're allowed to take it. So the diak is, the chavera in, only if the wind blew it into your friend's field. But if you blew it into your field, there would be a mitzvah shikha. So you see, anytime it's in your field, you're mechuyiv. So Mar says, no, the time according to your tam. If the wind blew it into your friend's field, but if you put it down in your friend's field and you left it there, you want to tell me there is a mitzvah shikha, that you have to leave it there? We learn not like that. The only mitzvah is in your field, when you're cutting down your wheat and you leave over something, you forget something there, you're not going to come back and take it. But any time you left it in your friend's field, you're allowed to come back. The locher is any time you left it in your friend's field, you take a potter from the mitzvah shikha. If so, behind the comet sofui, how come it's not the cases where the wind blew it? That's just a normal case. That's a normal case where it blew it. But from there you have no proof. What would be the locher though if the wind came and blew the wheat in your field and spread it over the field and you forgot it there? Is that called shikha or not? We don't have a proof. We don't know yet. So this Gemara says like this. Toshima, come here. It says clearly, Oimer shikha sigboi, liolicha liyir, where you started to make your bundles, and you started to pick them up, to take them back into the city. Like this, you have your fields outside in the fields, and you made cut it down and made bundles out of it, and now you want to start to take it back home. And you put it on top of another bundle, you have this bundle, for shukha, and you forgot it there, is, well, chaver means on top of another bundle. So, hatachtoin shukha, the bottom bundle tank has a mitzvah shukha, for el, you know, the top one is ain't a shukha, it's not called shukha. That's what the first man Yama says. We have Shimon ben Yuduay, Memishim, Shem Shimon, Shneyim ain't a shukha. No, both of them do not have a din shukha. Again, there's a bottom bundle, and then you put now another bundle on top of the bottom one. So he holds, and you forgot them both there, you're allowed to come back and take them. Why? Hatachpem if neishu tamon. The bottom bundle, there's no mitzvah because it's called tamon. It's like covered up now. And we had before about soda. It has to only be openly on top of the field, and not if something is covering on top of it. So when you have one bundle on top of another bundle, the bottom bundle, if you forgot it, there's no mitzvah to leave it there. You have a right to come back. Because that's called tumun, it's hidden. For Elyon, why is the top one potter? Mevnei shutzaf. Because it's like floating, it's not on the ground, it's on top of the ground. So you see clearly, shikha means only what's on the ground itself. So adkan le pligi elevatachna, so only maplegis to the tachton is potter. Alba Be'elyon over here, Divriyakulay have a shikha. Everybody agrees over here, this top bundle is not no mitzvah shikha. So here you see, if something is on top of the ground, it's not on the ground itself, there's no mitzvah shikha. If you forgot it, you're allowed to come back and take it. So the Churhu Adin, if the wind blew it also, you'd be potter. Gemara says, no, Shani Hossam, I'll tell you, here it's different maybe. Kivan the Yachzik Bey, Zochah Bey, here it's different. Here we're talking about you picked up these bundles, Al-Manas, you wanted to take it back home. So as soon as you picked it up, you were Zochah, like you made it yours. But Rashi says, V'sula yev v'shichra, that's not called shichra anymore. Tebinen shechuach me'ikroi, it has to be shechuach from the beginning. Like right away you forgot it there. But once you picked it up, I'm not to take it home, then it can't be shichra anymore. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, ma'ira gabachev eros, so why does it say only if you left it now on top of another bundle, it should have said a bigger chiddush. Afilo besodanami, even if you put it down on the ground and you forgot it there, also you should be potter. So Gemara says, true, enoch naim, it's like a true, you are potter. Why does it say you put your second bundle on top of the first one? Mishum tachtoin. Because it wants to say a chiddush that even the bottom one then is also potter. For the Gemara, no, but it says the top one is potter. It says the reason like it's floating. Mashum, that's the reason why it's potter. Not only because it's hichzik bo that you picked it up already. So Gemara says, Eima, say rather, what it means to say is, mifnei shu kitzaf. It's like it's floating. It's sitting like it's still in your hand. Because the maestro, when you picked it up, amanas, to take it home. But our first shiloh is when the wind came and blew the tefuah over the ground, that was still have a sofik. Is that mechuyev and shich or not? That's still a shiloh. Right. Omar Abaya, Abaya said, Hareini ki ben Azai, I'm like ben Azai today, v'shuk etzveria. What does that mean? Rashi said, say he had a very clear das, and he said, like, I could answer any questions today, just like ben Azai did in Tveria. Is Omalu humad Rabbonu Abaya, so certain Rabbonu came to Abaya and asked him a question like this, Shnei chalolim, if you have two mason, ze agabe ze, one on top of another. So he asked him a few questions. You found them outside the city. So what's the lachon now? Meheichinu moidit. Where do we start counting from to see which city is closer? The question is, min b'minu, the two mason, they're both the same min. Hevi tomen, is it called like the bottom one is considered covered up because there's somebody on top of him? Bodies are two mason, the same type of a thing. It's not wood and a mace, it's two mason. It's min b'minu, it's the same thing. Or min b'minu lehevi tzaf. Or maybe who are then the same swar as the min b'minu, the same thing, is not called tzaf, is not called on top of the ground. Like the top one is also called on the ground. And then you have to count from the top one. Maybe no. Maybe the question is, min b'mino have a tzaf. Even though it's a min b'mino of the same type, they're two mesim. But if the top one is called not on the ground, he's like floating on top. Or min b'mino have a tamen. And then I'll tell you, min b'mino is not called tamen though. The bottom one is not called covered up. Because what's covering on the top is not called the cover, it's called the mace also. Therefore, we should measure from where the bottom one is. In other words, they're lying not directly one on top of another. One is a little closer this way, one's a little closer that way. So the question is, the top one is not directly on the ground. He's on top of a mace, so maybe he doesn't count, but we count the bottom one better. Or Dilma, maybe no. Min b'mino have a tamin, even though it's min b'mino, the top mace is like covering up the bottom one. So the bottom one does not have a din of an egla rufa. Or min b'minu have a tzaf. And the top one is also considered like he's floating on top of the ground. He's not on the ground itself. Therefore, v'loy mi tachten moidid, v'loy mi elyon moidid. I won't count either way. So that was a shiloh. When you have one mace on top of another mace, how do you look at it? Again, the lochis are, if a mace is covered up, there's no din egla rufa. And if a mace is floating on top of the ground, but not on the ground itself, there's also no din. So how do you look at it, one on top of another? So he answered it back to Nisu, we learn like this. Again, the person cut down his fields. And he has the bundles now these days.